This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USC News. I'm Ryan Daniels. It's official. President Joe Biden has won the Democratic nomination to run for re-election. It lines up a rematch with former President Donald Trump. Trump has clinched the Republican nomination. This, as there are still several primary election votes left to collect and count in several U.S. states. The man who was in charge of the DOJ classified documents investigation of President Biden, which resulted in no criminal charges, is testifying before Congress.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials.
Robert Hur offered testimony before a House committee Tuesday. Democratic lawmakers wanted to hear Hur admit errors in judgment. Republicans, on the other hand, wanted to hear more about why Hur described Biden as elderly with a bad memory. The White House says it's time to lay the Biden documents case to rest. The Senate's Republican leader urging the GOP-controlled House to vote on a bipartisan foreign aid package before it's too late. USA's John Schaefer.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, as we all know, the world is literally at war. Our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo, and our friends in Israel need help as well.
Last month, senators approved a $95 billion national security package. However, Speaker Johnson has hesitated to schedule the bill for voting, insisting that aid to Ukraine be tied to significant policy adjustments at the U.S.-Mexico border.
This, as a new $300 million weapons shipment package to Ukraine is being prepped by the White House. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is confirming earlier reports about his potential shortlist for VP candidates in his third-party run for president. On Tuesday, it was reported RFK Jr. was speaking to NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
More than a dozen Democrats are siding with Republicans on a House resolution that harshly criticizes President Biden and his administration for its policy at the southern border. On Tuesday, 14 Democrats voted with House Republicans to back a resolution that accuses both Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of intentionally violating U.S. immigration law. Last month, House Republicans rejected Biden's bipartisan bill that included border security reform. The embattled head of the Uvalde Police Department in Texas is resigning. Chief Daniel Rodriguez will leave the office in April. The city's not saying why he is stepping down. Rodriguez was on vacation in Phoenix when an armed gunman stormed the town's elementary school, killing 19 students and two teachers back in May 2022. Americans with children may be getting a little more of a tax break when filing this tax season. The child tax credit increased for tax year 2023. And IRS spokesperson Stacey Engel says those who qualify can get up to $2,000 per child.
That's $2,000 per dependent that reduces your tax liability. So it could increase your refund. Now, the child tax credit is not a refundable credit. It reduces the amount of your tax on your return.
Qualifying children include sons and daughters under the age of 17, stepchildren and eligible foster children as well. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, you know, I can't help but question whether or not we realize just how bad the problem is here in America in terms of getting this country back on track. I mean, think about this for just a moment. You know, in any kind of organization, companies are designed to produce certain results, right? For the most part, to make a profit, to be a blessing for their employees, for their customers, all that good thing. That's what kind of makes the world go around. And you take a look at our country and where we are right now, 247, 48 years later, and this is what we're producing. You know, this country produces Joe Biden as the president of the United States. I mean, look back and his body of work, 50 years, even when he first started. I mean, he was mediocre to begin with. I mean, he wasn't a standout. But just by, you know, time and service and length of time and, you know, supposedly in serving our country or serving himself, however way you want to look at it, he ends up rising through the ranks and being the personification of the Peter Principle. And he ends up being the president. I mean, this organism, America, produces Joe Biden as president of the United States. Really, this is the best we can do? Joe Biden, somebody who seemingly doesn't even care for our country. And I don't know. I mean, I have this sense that Joe Biden and the Democratic Party have, you know, gotten themselves so revved up and have, you know, kind of fashioned their own thinking to believe that America is unworthy, and the only thing they're worthy of is just disdain and hate. And I don't know if I'm going too far here. Scott Powell is with us right now, but you know, look at what this organism has developed. We developed Joe Biden as president, $34 trillion in debt, open borders. We're reliant no longer on ourselves. I mean, this was a country that was built on self-reliance. That was a key value. And we've abandoned that. Now we're going to be reliant on the likes of China and other people. When we've got all the goods here, we've got all the talent here that's been proven time and time again. Scott Powell is with us. Scott is a member of the Committee on the Present Danger, speaking of China, senior fellow at Discovery Institute. He's also author of the book Rediscovering America, which was the number one Amazon new release in history for 8 straight weeks. Hey, Scott, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be with you. And to address your issue, it was said very well, Bill. I think the best way to understand what has happened to our country is that we basically have a capturing of our much of our government by corrupt people who've been, you know, have been susceptible to corruption, and they've been corrupted. And so
Scott, it's more than the politicians. I want to point out. What's happened, this is like bad yeast. I mean, it has gone through, you know, like the Bible talks about leaven. It goes through the whole batch. And we have not only politicians, but people who are infected, citizens of this country, that have been infected with this stinking thinking. And this is what we're producing right now. So somebody's got to pause, which is what you did in Rediscovering America, saying, hey, let's hit the pause button and let's evaluate. Let's look at a real state of the union and see where we are. And are we producing the kind of thing that our founding fathers had envisioned 247 years ago?
Yes. And that's why I wrote the book.
Yeah.
I mean, things have gotten I don't know how much worse they've gotten, in all honesty, since I wrote the book 2 years ago. I think what's happened.
Well, you can just look at the debt alone. We were well under 30 trillion.
You've got that right. But what I wanted to say is that I think what is different in the last 2 years is, yes, you know, corruption is always morphing and changing, and generally it tends to grow if it's not stopped, and that's our problem. But I think what is the big change is that the Americans are waking up, that we are now far more aware of the breadth, the depth, the scope, and the specifics of our corruption, the specifics being that our president, the president of the United States, is an utterly corrupt man who has received funds illegitimately from multiple countries, one of which is an extraordinarily hostile country, and that's China. Mm. He's received more money from China than any of the other countries, and China doesn't give out its money without something in return.
Exactly.
And so we have, in the jargon of the Committee on the Present Danger, China, a controlled asset. Elite capture of the highest level. The Chinese have an annual budget, and I want your audience to hear this clearly. The Chinese have an annual budget of $15 billion a year that is devoted to subverting the United States. $15 billion is devoted for that purpose alone. Now, you can do the math. You could take, what does it take to buy politicians? 2 million? Okay, use 2 million. Divide that into 15 billion, and that'll tell you how many people can be bought.
Exactly.
And it's an extraordinarily large number, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, not all of that 15 billion goes to, you know, paying off, you know, corporate and government officials, but a good part of it does. And that's why the scope of our corruption is so big, because our adversary, you know, our adversary swims in U.S. dollars. The trade deficit with China, you know, is like $700 billion a year. So they're getting dollars because that's what happens with a trade deficit. You know,
we're importing
goods from China,
which was trimmed a little bit, Scott, when Donald Trump was in office, because we got what, $400 billion back that Joe Biden decided to vapor.
That's right.
As soon as he became president, right? It's like, what are you doing? $400 billion. Well, I think there's a lot of Americans here in the homeland that could use that $400 billion. If you think it's unnecessary, I think we could put it to better use.
Oh, absolutely. So I just wanted to really highlight with the listeners how serious this problem is, and hopefully it inspires and convicts the audience to get involved in whatever level they can. Mm-hmm. There are many patriotic organizations all over the United States now. Some are involved in bringing about, you know, election integrity. Get involved in some way between now and November, because, you know, we've got to save this country.
Well, like you said, Scott, here it is. I mean, this organism is producing the likes of Joe Biden. How about Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris goes in as vice president, 3.5 years ago, right? She's worth about $3 million. Now she's worth somewhere around $12 or $15 million on a salary of what, $220 a year, roughly, whatever. And somehow she's leveraged a salary, an annual salary of $220 million to $12 million. I mean, what's going on here? Nancy Pelosi, look at her, wealth trajectory and what she's done since she's been on Congress and others. So the game is fixed, and it's fixed, for the elites, the ruling elites, and it's fixed against we the people, right? So as long as we're good paying taxpayers, all is well in their world. More from Scott Powell after this.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Scott Powell, a member of the committee on this present danger and senior fellow at the Discovery Institute, continues with us. He's the author of the book Rediscovering America, a timelessly relevant book. I would say, for its appointed time, this book is here for you to read. And as you know, as Scott was mentioning before the break, inertia is building in the minds and the hearts of Americans, everyday Americans, people who believe in American values. It's nothing to do with party. This isn't a Republican thing or a Democrat. This is just the core value of America, what our founding fathers stood for and what they envisioned for our country. Party politics has us at each other's throat. I agree with John Naismith years ago, who said the two-party system is like two dinosaurs mating. And maybe we've had enough of the results of these of the two-party systems mating, and maybe we've had enough of the lack of benefit. It's not a positive thing. We can't sit there and look at say, well, this is what the two parties have brought us. I mean, we're so much better off. I mean, we've got the brilliance of Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and all these captured political elites that do not care much for our country, Scott Powell. That's clear. I mean, because at every turn they seem to be selling us out, whether it's nuclear materials, whether it's governmental land, whether it's energy, it's like everybody else gets points on the board and America gets bupkis because of this organism and the party politics that exist today.
Well, it is true. Do you know who was very concerned about party politics? Was none other than the founding father of America, George Washington.
Yes, right.
He saw in the nature of party politics a route to corruption. That the system would be corrupted when when parties began to jockey against one another, they would lose sight of their main job, which was to take care of the American people.
Exactly.
And that's precisely what's happened. And the power of Donald Trump is not anything other than a revival of a movement of people rather than a movement of a party.
Yes.
The fact is that I think Trump was smart enough to know that he could form a new party, but that it was probably more, you know, the whole goal now is to save America. That is Donald Trump's primary motive. And so he's going to say to himself, well, yeah, we could form a new party, but it takes years for that party to get roots. So I'm going to work within the Republican Party because there's no time to lose. And so that's exactly what he's been doing.
You're exactly right, because it's not make the GOP great again. It's make America great again.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And to the extent that people in the GOP are coming to Trump, we see that they do better.
Right.
So this is a powerful movement, and we should celebrate it because it is all about the moniker "Make America Great Again." Mm-hmm. How simple is that? We used to be a great country. We're no longer a great country. We've been compromised on pretty much every level, and. Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, Scott, is that that potential is still lying there, and it's dormant a bit, and it was dormant during the Obama years, 8 years of malaise, if the truth be known. The best vision that Barack Obama had was that maybe we could do about 2% GDP. Donald Trump comes on the scene and says, look, we could do 5-6%, I believe. You know, the human potential. American ingenuity, the resources of that. Hey, we set the people free, and we're going to get crazy here. And and what did he do? I mean, he went on job creation mode. I mean, Joe Biden talks about creating 16 million. It's such a joke. I mean, quit lying. I mean, he's so delusional. I mean, how do you trust this guy? Every other word out of his mouth is a lie, and he makes up stuff. I mean, it's so embarrassing whenever you're watching and he tries to recount things. And of course, when anything can come up about, somebody's child is dying, then he's got to bring in the death of his children over and over again. That's his go-to thing.
Well,
he can't even remember when his son died.
No, I know. But Joe Biden, but I think we all recognize that he's not just over the hill. He's losing his mental faculties. He's corrupt, and
is this the best?
Is very, very dangerous. Yeah. We need a strong commander in chief, Joe Biden is not that man, and we are fortunate that we're still, you know, we're not engaged in a global war, in World War III, that it's going, it's festering, but it's not a kinetic war yet on our shore. But we've certainly taken in enough illegal immigrants from hostile countries, including, you know, 30,000 people, men of military age from China. You better believe that those people have, you know, are being set up to do something at the right time. And we could, you know, we same model for Hezbollah coming out of Venezuela. Venezuela is the chief. There are more immigrants coming in from Venezuela than any other country in the world. And guess what? Venezuela has the most Hezbollah activists of any country outside of Lebanon. Hezbollah has a huge presence in Venezuela because that's an utterly corrupt, socialized regime. And Hezbollah, you know, Venezuela is at war with America. So they recruit people who can fight that war. Those are Hezbollah people. So we have Hezbollah inside the United States now.
Well, and Christopher Wray said as much. He continues to sound the alarm, but I keep saying, okay, what is the FBI doing about this?
And you got to judge people by their actions. If Chris Wray is in charge of the FBI, he should take everyone off the detail of tracking down J6 people that were present at a legitimate protest and enlist all these agents to be monitoring our infrastructure and tracking down through their avenues. They have advanced technology, so they can figure out a lot before an event happens. But you've got to devote the people to do that. The whole FBI needs to be focused on saving America now.
No, without a doubt. And the point is, Scott, we got about 2.5 minutes left, is that it's up to we the people. You know, as you said, the eyes of we the people are opening up, becoming more and more aware of the reality of where we are. I mean, look, America deserves better. We can do better than Joe Biden. We can do better than these corrupt politicians who've come in. We need to take back our country, take back America. It's not a party deal. It's an American sort of deal for, you know, not only for ourselves, but for the generations ahead.
Important are the future generations, because if we don't turn this around now, what are we leaving to our children and our grandchildren?
Well,
it gets harder to solve problems the worse it gets. That's the important thing to understand about corruption. It's like a cancer that will kill your body. It will kill you. And you've got to root the cancer out. We have to root out this corruption in our political class. And who else can do this but Donald Trump?
Right, exactly.
Name another person that's more qualified, that has the chutzpah, the sort of righteousness and the strength of character to do it. I can't think of a better leader than Donald Trump to take this on.
Well, 4 years ago, I was asked that with a group of GOPers. We were meeting down in Miami, and they asked that question. And I just said, unquestionably. I mean, and they were kind of surprised, because I didn't hesitate. It was just, you know, as a matter of fact, who, if not Donald Trump, who? You know, Donald Trump's not beholden. He's not beholden to the traditional establishment, you know, pockets of money that dictate, that end up capturing. I mean, this is all, just like you said, it's a capturing scheme. You know, our politicians, our elected officials are either being captured by China or by big business and these big money donors. You know, they're, in order to get reelected, they're selling their souls at the expense of the American people.
Absolutely.
And then we wonder what's wrong, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Scott, 25 seconds left.
We're going to keep this up, Bill. We're going to keep this campaign up.
Yeah, you got it. And I would say, again, for everybody, if you do not have your hands on Scott's book, Rediscovering America, shame on you. You need to do this, because, and I only say shame, you know, I'm kidding, in a sense. I'm wanting you to read his book, because this will encourage you greatly. Scott Powell, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRisi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRisi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A news update. A judge in New York is approving a higher bond amount for Donald Trump, but allowing enforcement of the bond to be delayed. This in connection with a defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump's legal team applied for an appeal bond, which will allow him to fight the verdict while preventing Carroll from enforcing the $83 million judgment. The judge approved, and once the bond is enforced, instead of $83 million, Trump would be forced to pay $91 million instead. At the same time, Trump's lawyers are also appealing that verdict and filing a motion for a new trial. Beyonce's upcoming country album now has a full title, previously known simply as Act 2, the singer revealed. It's titled Cowboy Carter. Beyonce released the first two songs, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, after announcing she had new music coming with a Super Bowl commercial. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Horace Cooper is going to be joining us in just a moment. Horace, the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator and author of his new book, Put You All Back in Chains and How Joe Biden's Policies Have Hurt Black Americans. Horace, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's a pleasure to come on the program. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here, especially to talk about yesterday's hearing on the Hill with Special Counsel Robert Hur. He made it clear, Horace, that he wasn't, you know, he did not exonerate Joe Biden for what he did, that what he did was illegal. He broke the law. Also that in his estimation, in evaluation, that Joe Biden was mentally disqualified to be able to defend himself, and that in his determination, this is Robert Hur solely, that his determination that he could not win a court battle with Joe Biden because of his lack of mental acuity and his frailness. That was real clear. What else did you take away from it?
Well, this trial, were it to have taken place, would have taken place in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden received almost 95% of the vote in Washington, D.C. Almost every single member of the jury would have been from a jury pool of people who had voted for Joe Biden. So what Mr. Hur calculated was taking the president to such a jury would likely have yielded an acquittal and not a successful because he thought Mr. Biden's diminished memory might make him an even more favorable defendant. Now, I want to be clear. I know, and Mr. Hur admitted as much, that there was no scenario where Mr. Biden was going to be indicted. It is Justice Department policy that the Department of Justice will not indict the sitting president of the United States. The issue, from my perspective, is which would Mr. Biden have preferred? To have a special counsel announce all of the criteria for an indictment are met, but I can't because the DOJ policy doesn't allow it, or all of the criteria is met, but from a practitioner perspective, I believe that our case would be difficult to get a conviction. Well, when you look at nearly 50 years of lawbreaking, in particular with security clearance items, there's only one reason that you could pretend that you should not go forward, and that had to be something to do with the president's diminished capacity. Mr. Herr was caught between a rock and a hard place, but I am confident that the people who worked for him heard from the administration, even if Mr. Herr didn't, heard from the administration, find another basis other than DOJ policy to prevent this case from going forward.
Well, and then that's interesting that you bring that differentiation out, because that was my next question, is that why didn't he say, look, it's policy, DOJ policy, that we're not going to indict a sitting president. But you bring up a good point here and bring clarity to this. Now I understand, because it seems that, from the get-go, Horace, this deal was it was orchestrated. Even,
I think it was in the cake. Mr. Herr, and I'm not taking away from Mr. Herr's integrity. I am simply saying that if we were talking about a Virginia prosecutor, if we were talking about even a California prosecutor, almost anywhere else in the United States, and we did not have a sitting president, this case would have gone forward. Now, if there are folks who think such a case should not be brought forward, I would ask that they also look at the case against former President Trump. Mr. Biden, yes, at no point during this process, during the period of time being investigated, let me clarify, during the period of time being investigated, Mr. Biden was not the president of the United States. He was a senator. He was a vice president. In the case of Donald Trump, the behavior that we're criminalizing involved a former president of the United States, and we have had similar disagreements when former President Bush left office, when former President Clinton left office, when former President Obama left office. There have been disagreements over what official papers, what official records could be retained by the former president and not. Criminalizing this, I think, was the wrong step. And I've been on your show, and I said, when this came out last summer, the president of the United States ought to simply announce, that's Mr. Biden, ought to simply announce that we're not prosecuting Donald Trump, even though Donald Trump then wasn't his political opponent. We're not going to prosecute a former president for this kind of dispute. Our president, Mr. Biden, has acted in a vindictive and selfish way, and now we see from the testimony and from reading the report, his actions actually made him more culpable than the former president of the United States.
Well, in a way, Horace, which I find quite interesting, is that most presidents, regardless of party, protect the integrity and the integrity of the office,
yes,
and they honor that. And to your point, That would have been honorable for Joe Biden to do, but Joe Biden is a man without honor, sadly. And
investigations, what traditionally has been done, whether it was a J6 committee, whether it was a special counsel, whether it was a civil case, traditionally what sitting presidents have done is say, we're going to invoke executive privilege even for a former president so as to minimize the likelihood going forward that sitting presidents are the targets of these kinds of things. Every chance that Joe Biden has had to exercise that discretion, he has chosen not to. Okay, here's the problem, and I've said this to you before. One of the differences between being a conservative and being a progressive is that as a conservative, I can remember what happened last week. I can remember what happened last month. I can remember what happened last year. I can remember what happened last decade, and I apply it going forward. Progressives get to start every new day fresh, unprincipled, and make up new rules as they go. Mm-hmm. What Biden has done is guarantee that future presidents will not exercise discretion and protection for former presidents. That is an odious outcome, but that's what this administration has been doing. They're not protecting the presidency. They're setting odious bars for the future.
Wow. There are ramifications. You know, Barack Obama said, elections have consequences. Well, here it is. This country has produced one Joe Biden, and the ramifications of his presidency will go on for generations, Horace, to your point. And that really is a scary thought, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we'll own that. If he does, we suffer. We the citizens.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got so much more to talk to Horace about regarding, you know, the hearing of Robert Hur. I especially have a question that I want him to take a look-see about, and that is how the Democrats were able to use the indictment as actions of fact. And there's a delineation here that I think we need to understand. So we'll have more from Horace.
Tax
on
Talk
the other
with
side.
Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Horace Cooper continues with us, the former constitutional law professor. Horace, I thought it was interesting yesterday and throughout the hearing with Robert Hur, the special counsel who was there to report on his findings on, Joe Biden. And he made it clear, as I mentioned earlier, that he wasn't exonerating him, that he was, in fact, guilty, but he wasn't going to pursue the case. He didn't want to produce an indictment. However, I thought it was quite interesting in contrast that the Democrats especially used the indictment against Donald Trump, and that's what they used to use as a foil to shield what was being presented there in the hearing. So it was point counterpoint. And the thing that I was looking forward to talking to you about is that how can they do that? Because an indictment isn't a conviction. They're just saying, hey, this is, here's the issue. Here's what's before the court. It hasn't been adjudicated. It is just presented. But yet these Democrats, most who are attorneys, utilize the indictment as a matter of fact. And I was surprised that the chair and even some Republicans did not take exception to that, that they allowed it to be put into the public record as if it is a matter of fact that all these things that that was laid out in the indictment, that it was, it was a fact. It wasn't something that was, something yet to be determined and argued.
Well, let's observe this. Robert Hur was named special counsel in January of 2023, just more than a year ago, and took the time to do his report. Jack Smith was named in November of 22, just 2 months earlier. Jack Smith, in the short, nearly same amount of time, has managed to get two separate indictments completed. Now, it would serve us all, including many of the Democrats on the House committee, to ask themselves, wasn't it true that Jack Smith had a preordained goal in mind? Because the time that Hur required to investigate this lengthy a number of examples and actually demonstrate that the law had been broken, Jack Smith has managed to do two separate indictments. It was
exactly
useful for the left to admit that there was not a thorough and careful examination, but a preordained effort. Again, as you point out, an indictment is not a conviction. It's an accusation. Now, I would say that in both cases, there has been no charge of insurrection filed, no finding correction has occurred, no adjudication of any kind, and that the behavior with the records, as I mentioned at the top of the show, no indication that the record retention was much different than what has happened with prior presidents. Only thing you could possibly have pursued is a case of obstruction of justice in saying that former President Trump didn't cooperate. Now, I would argue that when Bill Clinton hid materials in his sock drawer, that constituted obstruction. When Hillary Clinton destroyed her phones and that of her team to prevent them from being surrendered under subpoena, that constituted obstruction. If you're not going to pursue obstruction against those, why are you pursuing it against the president, the former president? This all comes back to our sitting president signaling to people that they absolutely want not to run against a candidate that likely will beat them, but they want to run against someone who is crippled and harmed and stained by false claims of being a criminal.
And the thing is, though, Horace, again, why didn't the Republicans take exception to the overuse of this indictment as a matter of fact versus an accusation? I mean, they just laid it out there and dumped it into the public record, that Donald Trump was, had mishandled all this stuff, the pictures that we saw that were manufactured by the FBI, where they had strewn, these top secret documents on the floor. And anybody that knows of Donald Trump understands that this man is he's a very wealthy man. He runs a lot of businesses. This guy's pretty buttoned down. He's pretty detail oriented. He's not fast and loose. I mean, they tried to make some sort of comparative of the pictures of Joe Biden's garage and the, and file folders or file boxes leaning over and looking like they were falling apart there next to his Corvette. And then they tried to take some similar pictures, at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump. And you don't know what to believe or trust or even think that, well, maybe the boxes that they did take that were kind of, tossed aside, they were more, casual memorabilia, maybe T-shirts or trophies or things, that in 4 years of a presidency that presidents will, collect along the way, that they weren't loaded with top secret documents. But it's just the mere suggestion. And that was orchestrated by the FBI, by this Justice Department. And I'm insulted by that, Horace. I it's so disingenuous, and it doesn't, it really doesn't help to solve the problem here.
Well, it doesn't help to solve the problem. This administration also had concerns, and those concerns had to do with what actually led to the Russia hoax. How much actual elected leadership influence caused that investigation to get started? We know that there was nothing to, there was no merit, no basis for the investigation of our former president for being in some way collaborating with Russia. What is being not shared with us is exactly whose fingerprints were on the initiation of this. There's some argument that some of these records that are being pursued would have revealed that information. So yet again, what you might have is, instead of claiming that our former president, as the leftist said, that he was reckless, that he was irresponsible, that he acted in a dangerous way, what we might have is an attempt to prevent the American people from hearing what really has happened when government is weaponized against
exactly. Well, look what happened. I mean, to your point, let's go back. Donald Trump's running for office. You know, what Hillary Clinton did is, I mean, makes Watergate look like a, you know, a kindergarten project. It's just absurd. And Hillary Clinton's fingerprints and her acolytes are all over this. We spent millions of dollars to investigate the Russian delusion collusion thing, and there was no indictment. In fact, if anything, Donald Trump clearly was exonerated from that. And it all started from a lie, and then you had this web of lies that continued to be manufactured, you know, brought to you in part by FBI operatives. I mean, this was such a cabal, as you say, Horace. The level of corruption runs so deep within the bureaucracy, and you can refer to it as the deep state or whatever it is. Maybe a department of the deep state, but clearly this was so nefarious and so illegal on so many levels. But Hillary Clinton got away with it. She got away with destroying government property. She got away with costing the taxpayers millions upon millions of dollars based on a lie. She got away with interfering with the election process. I mean, this is unbelievable. And she, you know, she walks around and she's able to, you know, go on talk shows and act like she's an expert and she has some sort of credibility.
Well, absolutely, that's true. But let's not leave out President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
This happened on his watch.
Exactly.
And the real question is, what role did he have? Now, the former president, Mr. Obama, notably had a red hot rage against Donald Trump.
Oh, he sure
famously
did.
Said about criticism about himself being unpopular as a president in his later years that at least Donald Trump would never be president. Well,
exactly.
Guess what? Donald Trump ended up being president. I want to know, the American people want to know, was he tempted to abuse his position to allow Hillary Clinton, who wasn't an office holder, she was not Secretary of State at the time that this campaign got started, was he willing to use the resources of government in this way? One of my most memorable movies is a movie with Will Smith called Enemy of the State. We
exactly.
cannot let American people become enemies of the state.
Well, it's been orchestrated, you know, to this very point. But Horace, my prayer and what I'm beginning to realize is the American people, their eyes are opening up to this reality, to realize that we've been worked and that, you know, Joe Biden is, in fact, the president of the United States and probably a very dangerous man on many levels. And he's done more damage to this country that could take us generations to reconcile here. We'll have to stay tuned, but it's going to be up to we the people, you know, to get this country back on track. This is, cannot be done within the party politics because partisan politics is contributed greatly to this mess that we're in. Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Thank you, Horace.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.